For many consumers in sunny Hawaii, solar-generated electricity seems like a no-brainer, but there are two major problems. The sun isn't always shining, and even when it is, peak electricity demand happens in the evening hours. To address these issues, several companies now produce home battery systems that can be connected to a residential photovoltaic, or PV, solar system. These battery systems allow electricity generated during the day to be used at night, but they aren't cheap. Aida Eric is a PhD candidate in economics at the University of Hawaii at Manoa. She conducted a study examining the economics of residential solar in Hawaii. Conversation producer Ryan Finity sat down with her to find out if those expensive battery systems can save consumers money over time.
So, Aida, can you give us a brief overview of what systems are involved in generating your own electricity from the sun?
Well, since the net energy metering program sunsetted in 2015, the utility offers grid supply where a household, a residential household, can export their solar generated energy back to the grid at a PUC approved credit. The other option is customer self supply, where customer installs PV, photovoltaic, and a battery and uses the grid as a backup.
What is net energy metering? You mentioned that.
Net energy metering was a program where customers who installed PV could export back to the grid at the full retail price of electricity.
So you generate it from the sun with panels on your property and sell it straight into the grid.
Right.
And we no longer do that.
Well, the options are now grid supply, which is similar but a different price credit, and then also customer self-supply.
Okay. And so your paper looks at the difference between having a home solar system, PV or photovoltaic, and having a photovoltaic system with a battery backup. Can you explain briefly what the difference between those two setups are?
Well, the idea is just to understand what's the benefit of putting in a battery, because we know that batteries cost a lot of money. The price is dropping all the time, but it's still quite a bit of money to put out. So the idea is just whether it's cost effective for a household, an average household in Honolulu, to install the battery.
So a photovoltaic system by itself is fairly expensive, and
sure,
one of these battery systems even adds more to that cost. So how does the battery help you save money in the long run?
It goes to the timing of solar generation. So imagine that you work during the daytime. That's when the sun is out. So if you have a battery installed, that solar energy that's being generated is being stored while you're away. And then you come home, make dinner, that's the peak energy time. And if you have the battery installed, then you are offsetting the cost of pulling from the grid. So that becomes your savings if you have the storage.
Okay, so if you don't have a battery system, all the electricity you're generating during the day is really just sort of going to waste. It's not being consumed.
Right. If you're not able to consume it, it's just going to waste.
Okay. And so that's where the battery system comes in. So you can now store it and then use it when it's dark outside or maybe when it's cloudy and the
right.
sun's not shining.
Yeah.
Okay. And so over time, that can help you save because you're not having to buy as much electricity from the utility.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, so the next thing you looked at was when is the best time over the next few years to install one of these battery systems? Can you explain some of the variables involved with that timing?
Sure. Well, with the caveat that anytime we look at future projections, there are uncertainties involved. But we looked at the electricity cost projected scenario for that, as well as the cost of batteries, which are declining pretty rapidly. And then the other factor is the federal subsidy. So right now it's a 30% tax credit for a PV system, which includes a battery if you install it. And that is set to decline and eventually go away by 2022. So the question I was asking is what happens once that subsidy starts declining? Is it still worth it? And is it even better to wait maybe another year if battery costs are declining?
So what did you find?
Well, given that the federal subsidy starts going down in 2020, probably best to install by 2019. That's when you might maximize your savings if you're an average household.
So approximately how much money are we talking about?
Again, with a lot of caveats with this analysis, the savings would range from maybe 17 to 32% from the 2017 numbers. But that's assuming that you're an average household, that you're not changing your electricity usage at all. So there's a lot of factors that come into that number.
Okay. So 17 to 32% of the total cost, that's the panels and the battery system. Is that right?
Yeah, it's an additional savings. So
okay.
It's,
so on top of what you're getting from having those. What is the approximate cost of installing one of these in an average household?
Well, for my analysis, I looked at the price of the battery being $10,000. But when you talk to companies, they might say it's more towards $11,000 to $12,000 for the battery system, including the hardware and install. The solar panels cost like $5 per watt. It's quite a capital investment.
And as you said, the price of those batteries is not fixed. That's right now declining every year.
Yeah. In the literature, that's what we see, is that that cost is declining all the time.
So you mentioned that federal subsidy, which works out to be a pretty significant percentage of the cost of installing one of these battery systems. When that sunsets in 2022, as it's set to now, is it still economically viable? Do you still see savings in installing one of these systems?
No, not according to my analysis, which is why it's important for the state and the utility to think about incentive programs that might encourage households to want to install solar or solar PV systems with the battery, given that the federal subsidy is looking like it's going away.
And did your analysis include any look at how these battery systems influence overall electricity consumption at the residential level?
I didn't go that far with this analysis. I assume that the household is going to demand the same over time, which is already a kind of a hefty assumption. But just for the purpose of getting at these numbers and starting this conversation, that's what I assumed.
And is there a significant difference in savings for a household that just puts in panels versus one that does panels and a battery system? How long does it take for that additional, you said $10,000 to $12,000 for a battery? How long does it take for a house to start seeing savings?
It actually saves the household more if they install the battery, if they're under this customer self-supply program, because you're able to avoid the cost of buying electricity. It's pretty quick savings that you start realizing. So if you're under this customer self-supply program with the utility, then it makes sense to install the battery.
Okay, so the bottom line, if you're thinking about installing one of these systems, best to do it before 2022.
Right.
Okay, Ida, thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks.
Ida Eric is a doctoral candidate in economics at the University of Hawaii at Manoa. You can find a link to her paper on the residential solar market in Hawaii on today's edition of the Conversation podcast at hawaiipublicradio.org.